Welcome to Grow Deep Podcast. Ako si Matthew at pag-usapan natin today yung mga recent events. Sabi nga nila, yung Wuhan coronavirus daw ay nakapasok na sa Pilipinas. Meron na tayong mga confirmed cases and everyone is at panic. Pero alam mo, sa mga time na ganito, if you are a follower of Christ, we are called to meditate on what the Word of God says relating to times like this. Mga crisis situations na seemingly we are without control. Hindi natin hawak yung outcome or yung development ng problema. And I just wanna be honest by saying na ako rin, nagpanik ako, natakot ako, meron akong feelings of fear. And that's normal when we feel like things are out of control and when we are very vulnerable in ourselves. No? Hindi natin malaman kung anong pwedeng gawin dahil parang lalo lang nag-e-escalate yung problema. Madaling maghanap ng sisisihin, madaling magsabi sa social media na ikaw ang may kasalanan or sila ang may kasalanan. Bakit kasi hindi ganito, ganyan, alam mo yon? And ako rin, na-feel ko yung mga yon. Pero this morning, nakausap ko lang yung kaibigan ko, si Kuya Sonny Miguel Tan. And I'm so thankful that I was able to talk with him and just have a serious, very open, respectful conversation about this issue and how people have been reacting to this. At sa conversation ko with him, na-challenge lang ako ni Lord na itanong sa sarili ko, dahil nga Christ follower ako, ano ba talagang sinasabi ni God sa mundo or sa akin as a person sa mga time na ganito? Alam mo, as a Christian nation who is always proud of being one, in the world, we always say na tayo ang Christian nation sa Southeast Asia, ganyan. Ang dapat nating ginagawa ngayon ay huwag munang mag-post sa social media, pero magtanong muna at mag-meditate sa sinasabi ng Panginoon. Instead of blaming, we should open the Bible, alright? So that's what we're going to do now. I'm going to journey through some verses that I think are helpful and have helped me process the recent events para nang sa ganun I can follow in Jesus' footsteps in times of crisis like this, and I can be a beacon of blessing for people who are out there suffering. Pag-usapan natin to. Umpisahan natin sa Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, isang napakasikat na verse na madalas pinopost natin pagka maganda yung nangyayari sa atin, pero pagka hindi na maganda yung nangyayari sa atin, di na natin pinopost. Alam mo ba na itong verse na to that says, "For I know the plans I have for you," is actually given in a situation where people have a sense of vulnerability and they are not safe. They're going to be exiled to Babylon. And God says, "I know the plans I have for you." And sa time na ganito, where there's a crisis and we don't really know what's gonna happen next, how many people are going to get infected, it's just very comforting to be reminded na even in the times that we are in trouble, God's plans remain. And that's just a comfort for us. That tames my panic a little bit, That tames my panic in a sense na, okay, even if I don't know what's gonna happen next, I can still trust that God is in control. Pangalawa, sabi sa Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And you can understand this as asking for God to intervene, na parang magmi-miracle si God. Pero alam mo, ang pinag-uusapan dito, yung "your will be done," is not only that God would do something, but also that we would do something. In times of crisis, in times of panic, in times of vulnerability and a great sense of human mortality, ang Christians, we are called to do the will of God. We are not called to propagate panic and fake news and blame. Hindi yun ang calling natin. Ang calling natin is so that God's will would be done in whatever situation on earth as it is in heaven. So bakit? Bakit natin kayang gawin yun? Why can we and why should we be the instruments of God here on earth as it is in heaven? Kasi we are not of this world. We are destined for eternity. Sabi ni Jesus sa John 17 verse 16, they, referring to his followers, they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sa New Living Translation sabi, they do not belong to this world any more than I do. Kapatid, kung Christian ka, you belong in eternity with God in heaven and your eternity is secure. So kung meron mang tao na magsa-self-sacrifice, magbibigay, magpa-practice ng self-abandon sa times ng crisis, tayo yun. Kasi we are not of this world. We are secured in eternity. Who else should be the instruments of God except His people? You know, that's a deep truth that we have to really imbibe in our hearts and minds in times like this na people are panicking. In Matthew chapter 22 verse 39, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And right now, this is a good time to meditate on this. This is equally important. It's of equal importance to the first greatest commandment, sabi nga. Na nagsasabing, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And we love that part. Loving God, that's good. That's easy. Pero you know, the test of our love for God is our love for neighbor. And that's true. Dahil sabi ni Jesus sa Matthew 25:36, I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. So nagtanong yung mga tao dun sa parable and sabi, Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we feed you? When were you sick? When did we visit you? And the king in this parable said, truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. And you know what? That's very applicable right now. And as followers of God, we should be the instruments of this love, this powerful love that is unconditional love. Love na hindi pumipili ng gender, no? Sabi ni Jesus dito sa parable, brothers and sisters. So, hindi lang pumipili ng gender, hindi pumipili ng race, kung Chinese man yan or kahit ano, dapat we serve them. Yun ang calling natin as followers of Christ. And obviously, this is easier said than done. Mas madali itong sabihin kaysa sa gawin siya. Kaya dapat ang stance natin dito is not to immediately post whatever we think of, pero yung mag-meditate tayo at magkaroon tayo ng struggle sa sarili natin. We wrestle with what we feel and we wrestle with what our Lord says. That should be our default mode. Not posting on social media, not sharing any meme, you know. And it's just so sad to see many Christians right now spreading racism in posts and spreading hate, spreading panic, rather than calling for prayer. Why not be a people of prayer right now instead of being a people of panic? Why not be a people of care, a people of acceptance, and a people that truly lives out the words and teachings of Christ in times of crisis like this? Why not be secure in the truth about our eternity? In the truth about our eternity? And why not become secure in knowing that God's sovereign hand, who is eternally good, always good, perpetually good, always loving, always knows what's best for us at all times? Why not trust in that and begin becoming part of the solution instead of contributing to whatever bad? So, those are my meditations this morning. I hope that this also challenges you. Again, I'm not saying that I'm perfect. And I'm not saying I'm not afraid. You know, I'm scared. I'm also in this stance na I'm awaiting what's going to happen next. And I really want things to get better. But I guess our callings as followers of Christ is more than that. So if you're listening to this podcast, maybe we can pray. Maybe we can pray and just call others to pray rather than panic. Let's just pray, you know, text a brother or a sister in your group chat, call people to pray, and then be discerning on how we can be part of God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. If you see fellow Christians posting racism, spreading panic, you know, posting hate for Chinese people on social media, send them a private message and tell them, you know, why don't we just pray? And why don't we live out what Jesus says in the Bible? Educate them. Tell them about the verses I just shared in this episode. Para tulong-tulong tayo. Huwag tayong mag-competition na parang, uy, Christian ka, tapos ganito ka. Huwag ganun. Kasi hindi yun ang calling natin. We're called to love each other and be collaborative, cooperative in times of crisis, in times like this. So I hope this meditation in the morning helps you. I hope that this gives you a sense of what you should be thinking of and what you should be doing and how you can help other people become part of the solution, become true Christians by applying what Jesus said in His Word. Gusto ko lang ulit pasalamatan si Kuya Sonny Miguel Tan dahil sa conversation na nagkaroon kami this morning. It was very enlightening, it was very challenging, and it was truly centered on how we must live as Christians in today's crisis, in this current event that affects all the people in the world. So God bless. See you in the next episode.